This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There are few things better on a hot summer day than a nice big cone full of soft serve ice cream. And that gets us to today's installment of our series, Summer, brought to you by a mom and pop soft serve ice cream shop with a twist.
Imagination.
Wonderful products.
Brought to you by...
Rose and Warren Schwartz opened up Magpie's Soft Serve a month or two ago, not far from downtown L.A. I stopped by on my way home the other day.
I don't know. Can we go in the back bank?
Yeah.
Why do you have an oven?
Toppings. I make all the toppings here.
Wow. How's the soft serve business these days?
It's pretty good. You know, we were lucky opening up in the middle of summer.
Smart. Not lucky, smart. How did you come to this point of, what we ought to do is open a soft serve ice cream place?
Well, originally we wanted to open up just hard ice cream.
Yeah.
By scoop. But then we realized in L.A. there's awesome ice cream everywhere you look.
Yeah.
You know, it's saturated. So we were out on vacation and we decided to walk into a Dairy Queen just to get some soft serve. And we walked in and we're like, no one does chef flavors, chef driven soft serve.
So what you're doing here really is sort of craft brewed soft serve ice cream.
Yep, that's exactly what we're doing. And we started doing some R&D. We got ourselves a little tailor machine, stuck it in the house, and started off with, you know, buying milk and cream and just going making bases.
None of this powder stuff?
No, we never.
Ooh, you look horrified.
No, no. We actually did do a little R&D with powder stuff and then quickly realized that it just tastes horrible.
So let's talk flavors here, right? I mean, there's a half a dozen, you know, 8 or 10 on the board out there. Run me through them.
We have malted milk chocolate. Corn almond, cappuccino, peanut butter pretzel, sweet cream, strawberry cheesecake, and Thai tea.
Thai tea and a soft serve ice cream?
Yes.
What's your best seller?
Probably the chocolate, the malted milk chocolate and the sweet cream, just because all the kids come in, they either went white or brown, and so that really moves it. But the corn almond, we knew we'd hit on something. Rose had made this batch of corn almonds.
So is it like almond milk almonds?
Yeah,
is
that exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
So but that's just me.
No,
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
We'll convert you when you go out there.
But I don't know.
We knew we had something. At this point, we have 2 little boys, 4 and 5. And we would, you know, do our testing with the boys. So we figured, you know, the kids' palate, you know, they eat it no matter what it is. And Wes, I handed it to Wesley, and I was expecting him to, like, as a 5-year-old do, go yuck. And he grabbed it, and he like, pulled it to his chest. He goes, I'm keeping this one. And I went,
Could you give me the, not a recipe, but the how you came up with the formula for making soft serve in a non-powdered yet scalable business-friendly kind of way?
Well, that was actually very tricky because you can't find any recipes on soft serve anywhere. The tricky part was actually the sugar part because my palate, I don't like excessively sweet things.
Yeah, but you're making ice cream.
And that was the tricky part, because sugar acts as the antifreeze in soft serve. If you put too little in there, it's not going to come out of the machine. It'll freeze, and it'll turn the gears and make this awful noise. And that was the tricky part. And then I realized I need to add more sugar in this.
From the time you guys walked into that Dairy Queen on vacation or whatever it was, to the time you opened the doors a month ago, how long did it take?
2 years.
Wow, really?
Yeah, 2 years.
We're very fortunate. People love soft serve, and we're connecting. But the hard part was getting these doors open and not going terribly over budget, wasting money and time. And
you look a little fatigued.
There were some challenging moments. I mean, when Rose and I looked at each other and go, what in the world are we doing? You know, we had to set up to get another loan just in case, because we ate into our operating capital. We were just lucky that it connected right away. And so...
All right, you gotta sell me on the corn almond.
Let's do it.
Because I'm a non-believer, but okay.
All right.
So it looks like vanilla, but whatever.
You would never think it was non-dairy.
No, you would never think it was non-dairy. All right, that's not bad. And you know what's funny? The difference between this and powdered soft serve, right? Regular like Dairy Queen soft serve. It's really thick.
Mm-hmm.
It's really thick. Which has to be
it's the overrun. We don't add that much air into it, so you have a denser product.
There's like chemistry in here, man.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much.
Seriously, that corn almond was pretty good. We took some pictures while we were there as well. Marketplace.org.